it's kind of wild every day. Hey, where money go day? Hey, where world people no go complain? Who other people no go complain? Now it's kind of wild every day. Hey, where money go day? Hey, where world people no go complain? Oh, world people no go complain?
What up, my people? With your boy, Oluwapumi Adeyemi, popularly known as Bidemi. I'm your host on our channel, Builders Mind Consult channel on Anchor FM. And today is the day 4 of our 7 days social media campaign that started on Monday, 12th of July, 2021. And it's going to be ending on Sunday, 18th of July, 2021. I want to use this medium to appreciate and thank everyone that participated in the day 1 broadcast, that listened and contributed dearly to it. God bless you all. And I believe with the topic, with the lecture by our guest on Monday, I believe we have really learned a lot, and it's going to have a lot of positive impact in our life. If you can remember, the topic we talked about on Monday was the physical and mental effect of domestic violence on a child and how to eliminate it, which was really educative and which was really life-touching to me. Today we'll be learning more. Remember I told you we're having 3 topics we'll be working on doing this our social media campaign. We're talking on social vices, domestic violence, and child abuse. Domestic violence have been treated on Tuesday, which is the day 2 of our campaign. Today we'll be talking on child abuse, and we have a wonderful topic for you guys today. Topic is and we'll be having a big, how do I call it? It's a privilege to have this guest. She's a co-host of this in today's podcast, and she's also a guest. She happens to be the CEO and founder of Builders My Consult. Her name is Mrs. Hope Christopher. Mrs. Hope Christopher happens to be called the strategist because she's really a strategist. She has really imparted, or she has really have a lot of impact in a lot of people's life, and it's a privilege for her to be educating us, for her to be teaching us, for her to be enlightening us more about child abuse, because child abuse is one of the social problems we have in our society today. And based on some research and some news and some research that came in every year, they are estimated of 40 to 150 homicide deaths in children under 18 years because of child maltreatment. It is high time we have to stop this trend to reduce the death rate among these children, because every, like in our logo, like in our motto in Builders Mind, we say today's child, tomorrow's life. Killing every child that died due to child abuse simply means you are killing a light which is meant to be illuminated, which is meant to have impact in its community, or is our community or society. So it is our due collective responsibility to join forces and campaign and stop child abuse in our various societies. So I hope you are with your biro, I hope you are with your pen, because today you are going to be learning a lot like day one. I understand that we are bustling and buzzing right now. Most of us are on the road, some of us are in the office trying to do one or two things in our various work and places where we earn money on a daily basis. But still yet, I would still say we should try our best to listen attentively, because today's session is going to be different. It's going to be better. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll be handing over to our host and our guest on the show, Mrs. Hope Christopher. Over to you, Mrs. Hope.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change.
Good day to everyone. How are you doing? Hope you're fine, and hope you're doing great. This week has been awesome, and glory be to God for an effective platform that He has given unto us to be able to transform information through our podcast, our live sections, which is basically going to hold on tomorrow, Saturday, and hopefully Sunday. So we hope to see more and more and more. Thank you, Mr. DME, for having me. Thank you so much. Okay, the topic I'll be putting up today is the community role in child abuse. So many times we say the parents are responsible, which is right. The school are responsible, which is right. We little talk about the community. So today I'm going to focus on the community role in playing child safety, in ensuring that every child is being safe. Imagine a world where each community is being empowered and acknowledged about child abuse. There will be little or no effect. There will be little or no child abuse cases coming up oftentimes. So I really want you to take time, possibly jot down something, and even you can play a vital role in your community. Yeah, the vital role might just be look out for any close by NGOs, invite them, follow them, make sure every of your community persons follow every activities. So while we go forward, we get to know more, but I'd love to share the stats with us, the statistics. And with us, according to WHO, it says nearly 3 in 4 children, or 300 million children between the age 2 to 9, regularly suffer physical punishment or psychological violence at the hand of their parents or their caregiver. So imagine parents are being empowered on child abuse. This will go down drastically. And the next one says 1 in 5 women and 1 in 13 men report having been sexually abused as a child within the age of 0 to 17, which is skyrocketing every day. Why the community have less knowledge on what child abuse is. And the next one says 120 million girls and women under age 20 have suffered some form of forced sexual contact where they are being forced. So imagine these girls who are being empowered or sensitized. It would have been a different case as at today. So the next one is a child who is abused is more likely to abuse others, which we know, and they become a perpetrator while they grow up. And this transforms and transcends into another generations. That means what we are experiencing now has recently happened in the past generation to a child. So it is definitely ensured that when a child has been abused, when he is not being helped, he would abuse someone other or become a pedophile when he grows up. So lastly, on this fact, I would say, according to WHO, effective measures approaches should include supporting parents and teaching positive parenting skill and enhancing law to prohibit violent punishment. In Builder's Mind Consult, we have been working in our little ways to affect parenting skills towards helping each parent understand how to protect their children. So community roles in protecting child from abuse. Now it takes joint efforts of individuals, not just the government or the NGO organization, but everyone in a community to protecting a child. Not to protect a child, but protecting a child, because it is a continuous act. The child you protect today will turn out to protect the community tomorrow. So imagine a community that is full of more children that have been abused, drug dealers and all that. So imagine what would have happened in the past. That means the indigenous in the communities, the NGOs, the indigenous, the individuals, they did not take these measures on time. And that is why the effect is increasing daily. So, how can it be carried out? When we ask, how can a community follow up the procedure of helping indigenous get empowered towards child abuse? The number one is increase awareness on child rights, protection and care. Creating an increase on child rights and care. Imagine there is an increase in the awareness of child rights and care, the effect would be reduced. The next is increasing children's life skills. Now, what are the life skills children should look out for? The protective decision-making, communication, how to talk to parents, how to tell parents when they are being hurt, how to know some signals that might hurt them, how to identify red flags and all that. So, one of the reasons why this can be carried out or should be carried out for effective reason is it increases a child's life skills. And also monitoring and acting as watchdog for child protection. We are the watchdog for every child. So how this thing can be carried out is by monitoring and protecting or being a watchdog for every child. Identify vulnerable children and families. Now, for every person that should go into a community to help a community or to help them develop, they should be able to identify these vulnerable families. Now, how do we identify these vulnerable families? We'll get to understand why we're going on through the segment. So the next one is support to caregivers, members of the extended kin network around positive networking practice. So this can be carried out through putting out supporting system in the community. It is not just it is Mr. Alabi something or Mrs. Alabi something. It is everybody's something. It is everybody's duty. It is everybody's it is a privilege for we to protect these children, and it is not just a privilege, it is a job for us. So if you see child protection as a job, that means it's a job that no one can pay you for. The worth or the value cannot be rated. It is immeasurable. So when you see it that way, you see a child like an opportunity for you to serve and protect them for not just today, but for the upcoming generation. So supporting the communities in livelihood, social protection, and educational provision. Now, the educational provision has to do with sensitization, empowerment, creating equipment facilities that will bring to the knowledge of parents, that will bring to the knowledge of children on life skills, and that will help them know the effects of child abuse, the forms, the effect, the consequences of child abuse, and the measures to take in protecting these children from harms and dangers. So the next one here is advocating to local and national government for better services delivery, policies, improvement, and effective implementation of laws. Now, this, when a community is being empowered, it will give them a voice, it will give them an understanding of what they should speak for, it will give them an understanding of what they should support, it will give them a good review on which policy they should follow, and when it is not being implemented effectively, what and what they should do, who and who they should call. So when you go to many communities that children are easily abused, you notice that it has to do with the default of their understanding on some laws or on some empowerment strategies that can be used or should be known by them to protecting these children. So if this has been taking in place, we can assure that by 2030, before 2030, the SDG goals will be met on protecting equality in our society and also protecting children and also reducing poverty and also safeguarding our environment. So another question here is, what is the focus of creating an awareness in a community? What is the focus? What should we focus on? If an NGO is coming, what do you think they should focus on? If an individual is bringing an idea, what do you think should be their focus towards creating an effective measures in a community? Now, the focus should be to empower families in enlisting the risk factors in their local communities. The risk factors of this is the risk factors on child abuse, physical, mental, psychological, child neglect, these things, just in case they have been on this practice already without them knowing. So telling them the risk factors will bring them back to the realization of their job to protect the children and not to put them into dangers, and also report if any of such happens. Now, the child abuse I'm talking about, it consists of all forms of child abuse, from the physical to the mental, emotional, psychological, verbal neglect of child, even child prostitution. So child maltreatment, all forms of abuse. So this has to do with you are listing the risk factors to these communities and letting them know the effect which it will cause. Now, the second one is empower children on how to identify potential abusers in the community. Now, many times the reason why children fall victims of this kind of abuse is they don't get to know when to say no or when to say yes. They don't know the red flags. Now, we get to teach children the red flags. Now, one of the red flags is you don't talk to an adult you don't know. Before going to any errand, you should tell your parents, and you don't need to go out to play without the consent of your parents, and no one has the right to touch your private body part. So one of the red flags is when someone tries to give you gifts, even when you didn't do anything, or even though you do something, the person tried to give you gift and tell you, threatening you not to tell your parents and threatening to admire, or many times admire their body structure. You know, teenage, especially the teenage girls, which are the vulnerables in the community. So the teenage girls, while growing, they try to change, they're changing their body structures, their voice, their shapes and all that. And when a pedophile identify them. So a pedophile might come up to with this word, oh, you're looking beautiful, you're a big girl. And when these children are not being taught the right skills, the life skills to protect themselves, they become a victim in such community. So the next one is support life skills training and resilience building activities. Now, one of the awareness focus for the awareness is to support life skills. The life skills should be what will guide those children, what will save them when danger come around, and also help them to remain at alert. The resilience should be the ability for them to withhold, ability for them to stay strong in a particular scene, and also voice out, and also help their community grow. Now, it is a joint effort. It is not an individual thing, because if it is an individual thing, if you say it is just for the NGOs, it will be overwhelming. If you say it's going to be just for the government, that means communities will not feel the impact, and the SDGs goals will not be a reality if individuals do not come together in communities towards implementing these protective measures in safeguarding their families, safeguarding their children. Because if each child is being safeguarded today, the possibility of them protecting the next generation is very broad. So we should look towards that area also. So the next question here should be, what should be the main objective of this empowerment? If you have an NGO that will come into a community to empower the indigents in the community. So what do you think should be the main objective as a parent, as a teacher, as an indigent of a community? The main focus you should look towards is promoting better understanding of promoting better understanding of the indigents, like promoting the understanding that what you've been seeing, what you've been hearing is true, or not. Now, providing awareness, raising an education, and educating this indigent. The focus should be providing and creating awareness, looking for bringing out great and good strategies on how this awareness can spread around a community. The next is promoting protective network and act as positive intermediaries. Acting as a positive intermediary demands that before reaching a child abuse offices or personnel, you are acting as an intermediary, as an intercessor, as a link or a bridge of protecting that child. So instead of the government to send a delegate, you are representing the government. You are representing the government in acting as a full force towards protecting your own environment, towards protecting your own community. Because in time past, it will be said that so person played a vital role. So imagine when you are out of that society, what will be said of you concerning child protection? I think that is the basic question each person should ask themselves while living in a community. So you won't say, like the popular saying, oh, this NGO people, oh, this NGO thing. It is not just for NPOs, non-profit organization, or NGOs, non-organized governmental organization, but it is the role of everyone to protect a child. If you've seen a child before, if you've given birth to a child, if you've carried a child, if you've smiled to a child, if you've hugged a child, if you've taught a child, then you owe them a responsibility to protect them and protect their well-being. So child protection in a community is everybody's role in a community. So we move towards... thirdly, on these factors, our focus is monitor the progress and measure the impact. Monitoring the progress and measuring the impact. Now, you being an intermediary in that community, you are to measure the progress before and now. What has happened? What has changed? What is changing? What do we need to implement? Who do we need to call? Who do we need to get involved? What do we need to organize? And bringing up different strategies will help in building and grooming a better society that you live in. So what are the possible threats of a set of group? What are the possible threats you think that an NGO can face when coming to your community? Because why you can't do it alone, you will need an NGO. But what are the threats you think that they will face while coming into your community? I think that question boils down to you. But the similar cases we've been seeing while working with communities we don't know, and especially we don't get to relate to it. That is why it is very important, if you work with an NGO, it is very important you get an eye in that community. That means you should get someone that can easily be communicated to and can reach out to the rest of the people in the community. So it won't look like you're coming to change their lifestyle, you're coming to turn things around for them, you're coming to do things that they are not aware of. So it won't look like a threat to their well-being. Now, one of the things you need to do as an NGO and as a person is you need to build their trust. Now, how do you build their trust? Build up a good communication system with them. If they are good in pidgin, communicate with someone that is good in pidgin that will be able to transfer this communication effectively. So build up activities that will build their trust in what you are about to do. Because your understanding might be different from their own understanding. You're coming from the point that you want every child to be protected, but then they are coming from the point that what are you bringing to our society? Is it changing for good or for bad? What will it change? So you need to communicate effectively to earn their trust. So for their trust to be earned, you need to communication needs to be the number one, criteria every NGO or individual needs to take. And just in case you're living in that society or community, it will be very easy because you've lived there and you know a better means for you to communicate. So you can easily bring up an NGO to work with you on what you're planning, because it is everyone's responsibility to protecting every child. Now, this will lead to maintaining confidentiality and reducing stigma. Now, they want to trust you. For them to trust you, they want to give it all. Now, you are going there not to create or increase their stigma, but also create this confidentiality within them. So if you're an NGO member, or you are a parent, you are a teacher, you want to implement this, you should be able to build the confidence of those people and be sure that you don't send or spread any news without the consent of an individual. You don't send or spread any news without the consent of an individual. And the place of security should be an important factor also. Now, if they don't get to trust you or communicate with you effectively, I would say that your security is not being guaranteed, because now the communication, the response you get is actually the communication you give. The amount of the response you get from them is the amount of how they are able to interpret what you are giving to them. So that is why I will always advise that you get an in-house person or in-house group of people that you should work with. So I hope this has really helped a whole lot in combating child abuse in our communities. We all say that it is the government, it is the government's right to protect us, which is right. And the government has given the privilege to NGOs, and which is great. These NGOs was being bred out of passion and people taking it as their major jobs and major concern towards safeguarding individuals. But you know very well that not all NGOs can see every communities. So you are the eye of your community, and if anything goes wrong, you are to be held responsible. So not to fall under a victim, but you need to stand up to the right of protecting your community. And one way to protect them is protecting the indigenous in that community. So after the 7 days campaign, what moves, what plans, what do you think you can do? And how do you think Builders Mind can come into your community and also create an awareness sensitization and also be an impact in your community? Reach out to us on our platform, Builders Mind Consult, on Instagram, Builders Mind Consult, on our platforms, Facebook, Builders Mind. Or you want to talk to a person, not just on social media, reach out to us on 080-354-9255. We will surely get back to you, and also would love to work in sensitizing your community. But it all starts with you. You just need to take that step today. Thank you. God bless you. Join the campaign. We have other live series which is coming up tomorrow, next tomorrow, and Sunday. I hope you're not going to miss it. We are saying no to social vices. We are saying no to domestic violence, to rape, to child abuse, to drug abuse, and to anything that does not protect or keep our children, our teenagers, or the home safe. So we want you to join your voice in this campaign, raise up a standard, and we pray and we believe that God will see you through this process. Stay blessed, and thank you very much.
Enjoy me ni fun ebo pain ni fe lo mi. Just for 5 minutes, go there in life for my lo mi. Je wo lo fe se le dano. Je wo no green when my free. Don't you know ladies have dignity and integrity to keep. When I heard the story I felt so sad. Omi ku jabo loju mi, just like a running tap. She was raped and she was murdered on the holy ground. I don't know when boys gonna grow up to be men. They deserve to be treasured just like a special gem. Say no to rape, say no to brutality.
Thank you so, so much, Mrs. Hope Chris Ofa, founder and CEO of Builder's Mind Consult. I really learned a lot, and I believe our listener at home must have learned a lot. Now we must all concur and agree that it is our collective responsibility to join forces, to join hands together and fight and combat child abuse in our society because of the effect it's having on our young ones. Don't wait for anybody to make the complaint before you make a move. Start your own move, start making your changes you want today. I believe most of us must have asked questions to ask our facilitator today's session. In case you have questions and you want response to, you can reach out to us on our Instagram page, that's Builder's Mind Consult, on our Facebook Builder's Mind, on our LinkedIn account Builder's Mind Consult, and your question will be answered swiftly. Stay tuned to our channel as we'll be bringing you more and more topics and be inviting wonderful guests to come and be educating us and adding more knowledge over knowledge and pushing us to do those changes, pushing us to make those difference in our society. Same time, stay tuned to our channel, check on our channel time to time, and remember, today's shade is always tomorrow's light. Thank you.
We all are part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.